So I'm joined by Clint Covington and Ryan McMinn from the Office Access team. And Ryan, we're actually going to be doing an Access show now on Channel 9. Tell me a little bit about what you guys plan on delivering to the audience.
So we're going to have a bunch of great content, demos, interviews, and kind of bring some people from the team up and let you see what they've worked on and kind of see some of the stuff that they've done, as well as some of our customer profiles. So there's a lot of awesome people build great applications with Access, and we're going to showcase some of those as well.
But what better way to start off a show than with a major announcement, right, Clint?
Exactly.
What do you guys have?
So we're announcing today a new feature as part of SharePoint called Access Services. It'll allow you to take Access applications and run them in the browser as web applications. It's pretty cool, and it'll be a very interesting thing for our community.
Well, very cool. Now, some people maybe aren't familiar with Access. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of it?
Yeah, it's a great history. So we released Access 1.0 in September of 1992. Originally, they'd staffed about support for 50,000 copies be sold. In the first 3 months, they sold over 1 million copies, completely overwhelmed the support team. My friend Rich Dickinson in there talks about being working all night, trying to keep things rolling there. But overnight, it became the de facto standard for how people tracked information from a business perspective of building applications on the desktop.
So 92, it's definitely been around for a while. Ryan, explain to me what you can actually do with Access.
Well, 17 years later, the basic things you do in Access, the scenarios are still the same. There's the landing pad for data. You know, businesses have data in all sorts of different places around the company, and they need to kind of consolidate that, do reports on it, move it to Excel, all those kinds of things. And Access has been a great place. People call it the Swiss Army knife of the database world. You can kind of bring in things from different places and get a lot of stuff done. And the second scenario was really around tracking. So in a small departmental level or a small company, tracking basically business processes. Everything from insurance claims to patients at a health clinic.
And so what would be some examples of some applications that run using Access?
So we'll share one with you. Some people track Access apps for doing very personal things, like maybe Lego collections or recipes. When you look into small businesses, people use Access to kind of run their business. A good example is a company called ShowWorks that uses Access to track most county fairs or run on Access applications in the U.S. Into the enterprise, where you do something very complicated like tracking shipping containers and availability and things like that. So it really becomes a tool for people to track information. Really, it's about making better business decisions, kind of being able to look at what's happening in my business, collect that information, and then make some decisions on it to help me either optimize business processes or just make smarter decisions.
And so now the next big item that's coming out is Access 2010, correct?
Yes.
And you're going to show us a demo?
I'm going to show you a quick demo, a little story behind it. We have a tester on our team, Jeff Conrad. Jeff has a young son, Aaron. One Saturday morning, Jeff came downstairs, and Aaron's a big Lego fan, really loves Lego, especially Star Wars, which his dad is very into. And on the living room floor, there's Lego strewn everywhere, and little bits of paper and pens. And Jeff says, "Aaron, what have you been working on?" And Aaron says, "Well, Dad, I've got all these Legos, and people keep buying me the same sets over and over again. I really need to organize this and get this set together." And Jeff says, "Son, I think it's time you learned about relational databases."
That's the Access junkie for you.
Such a Microsoft kid thing.
If you know Jeff, he's like the author of the Inside Out book on Access. He lives and breathes Access. And
Star Wars. So it was like a melding of two things.
And his son was, 6 months old?
Yeah, exactly.
No, he is 12.
No, he's a little older.
12 months.
So they spent their nice, relaxing Saturday working on this database. I'm going to show it to you. And it's a little Lego tracker, and they built it and actually published it using Access Services, so it runs completely in the browser. So they've got a home screen where Aaron can see all his Legos, and he can click and see the different ones that he has, so he can get his detailed information. He's also got the ability to get a full list of Legos, so we've brought the Access Continuous Form to the web. And this gives him a full list of all the different Legos he has with inline pictures, which is really cool.
That kid's got a lot of Legos.
He has a lot of Legos.
His parents must have spent a fortune built buying those things.
And we also took the data sheet that's very popular in Access to sort and filter and work with data and brought that into the browser as well using standard HTML. So I can go in and I can actually pick the year released and say, just show me the ones in 2000 and quickly kind of move around my data. And this application also has reports. So if he wants to see all the categories of his Lego and how much of each he has, he can run reports that render in the browser, and his family and friends can go look at them and make sure they don't buy in the same set again for Christmas.
So how much of that is customized? The whole thing?
So it's all, everything below the line here is all customized in the application. And you can all build it and author it in Access and then publish it and render it on the browser.
So Jeff says he now calls his kid a normalized kid.
Yes, because he's running Access.
Exactly.
Well, why don't you go ahead and let's launch into the demo for 2010.
Great.
All right, we're going to start into the demo, and we're going to start with a template. Many Access users find it much easier to get started with a template instead of completely from scratch. And Clint can tell us a little bit about templates.
Templates just make it easy. Somebody doesn't have to build the data model, know things about queries, forms, and reports. They can just pick something that we've already built or been built by the community and start. So far this year, we've had about 8.6 million downloads of templates just this year.
Which is really cool, and we're in this release now going to have those templates available in the Getting Started experience from the web. So if you make a template and upload it, you can now have that inside access, which is really cool. So we're going to start off with a very basic template with a few tables and some forms and get going from here. So one of the first things in Access 2010 that's new is application parts. Think of these as a template inside of a template, where you can take part of your application and you can reuse it across all of your applications. Makes it much easier to kind of do the same thing over and over again.
We know Access developers have a lot of the standard stuff that they use over and over.
Exactly.
So this makes it easier for them to work fast.
So we're going to pick the list form, so we want a list of our donors. I can go in here and give it a name and open that up. Now this is the layout view in Access. Very table-based, easy kind of layout view to build up your forms. You notice a bunch of stuff is done here for us already. We've got some buttons, we've got some graphics. We don't have to start completely from scratch. So I'm going to go and bind this up to a record source, one of the great things in Access. It's very easy to kind of bind to data. And now you'll see I've got a live preview of my data. So to give it a bit more life, I'm going to bring in some of my fields. So I'm going to bring in my full name field, and I'm going to bring in my business phone number field. And just to make it a little nicer, we want to kind of see a picture of the people. So I can go back and I can bind this to the picture field. Data. And I'm a zealot for formatting, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to make these transparent so they're nice. Great. And we'll give this a proper name. Great. So in a couple clicks, we've got a nice form going up that gives us a list of our donors. One of the other challenges in Access in previous versions was the ability to quickly build up UI. So generally, when you want someone to use this database to add new people and work with it, you don't want this interface. It's kind of hard for them to get started with. You want to have your own UI that you create. And previously, you've kind of do this from scratch, or you kind of ad hoc put your own together.
We had this thing called the Switchboard Manager.
Yeah.
It's getting a little long in the tooth and really didn't provide the kind of interface that people are expecting. Now with the web, that you're really looking for a different style of navigation for an application, and that's one of the things we're trying to accomplish is making it more web-like.
Exactly. So we've gone ahead and created this new control called the navigation control. So I'm going to go ahead and use one of these. It's pretty cool. So I've got different kinds of navigation controls. I'm going to use the horizontal tabs, two levels. So quickly, I've got a little navigation here, and I can kind of customize it up a little bit. And to put stuff on it, it's very easy. I can just drag it on. So I can drag on my donors. I can drag on my donations. I can drag on my employees. I can give this a name. And I'll call the form home. And now I've got a very easy way to navigate through my app very quickly, which is great. The next thing we want to show you is how to build a UI logic for your application. So how do you get from form to form, or how do you look at the details for a particular record? In this case, we want to look at the details of donors. Traditionally, a lot of times you do simple macros or VBA. We've really done a lot of improvements to the macro language in this release to really take it to the next level and let you do a lot more expressive things with it. So what we're going to do here is do a drill through. We're going to pick a person and actually go to the details of that person. So we click on our edit button, and we can go to build event. Now, if you've used Access before, this is a very new experience for you. Traditionally, the macro editor was a step editor. Well, here we've kind of tried to blend the concepts of code and step editor and declarative engine and give the kind of best of both worlds. So in this case, I want to open a form. Now, if I don't know exactly what I want to do, I've got this great action catalog along the side where I can browse and I can see what options I have available, or I can search. So since we know it's a form, I can search form and just double click and bring in the open form, which is great. So I want to use our donor details form. And actually, I want to do a where condition. So one thing I want to do is I want to take the ID from the record I'm looking at and just open that one particularly. So I'm going to set a new temporary variable. We'll call it current ID. And we'll make it ID. Now you see we get IntelliSense in all of these places in Log Designer, which is really great. If you don't know all the names of your fields or what expressions are available, it's a great way for you to see what's there.
And it gives you also the sense complete with parentheses and all the bracketing stuff.
Exactly.
More than anything, it's about being able to write code faster with fewer errors.
Clear that. And then we want to make this a little more robust. So what we'll do, actually before we do that, we'll put the where condition in. So now I can say where the ID of the form I'm going to equals, temp vars, current ID.
There you go.
And I'll open it as a dialog form. So one of the other things we want to make sure is we want to make sure that if I've made an edit on that previous form, when I open up my details, it's updated to the latest record. So we're going to put a little if statement in at the top here, and we're going to say if the form is dirty, then let's go ahead and let's save the record before we open this up. Same thing when we come back. When we've made changes in this detail record, we want the main record in the list to reflect those changes. So we can put a refresh record in here. This is a new command in Access that targets only the record you're looking at. So it's much more performant, and it doesn't change the layout of the form you're looking at.
Okay. We won't bother to add any debugging code to this one.
No, we'll skip the error trapping for the sake of the demo.
Just keep rolling.
All right, so I can save that. And now when I open it up and I click on James, I get James' detail record. And if I go in and change his last name, let's say he's Rivera's, save and close, and now you see that update's there. So it's very easy to put together basic UI logic to get around your application. Now the next kind of logic we want to show is data macros, which is business logic. We notice that a lot of the applications we've seen Access use a lot of custom VBA to have sort of a business logic layer on top of the UI. And what we've done with data macros is help centralize that.
Yeah, the problem is that people end up going directly to the tables, bypassing all your business logic, or you create a new form, and that form isn't using the logic from that you wrote in your business layer, you could end up getting around it. So data macros is really around trying to help developers centralize all of their logic in the data layer and make it easier for them to maintain the app long term.
And we really wanted a programming model that was had symmetry between the client and the server, that allowed you in a safe and scalable way to build applications on the client that will also move to the server, which I'll show you in a bit. And data macros helped us go a long way in that direction.
And the UI macros we just talked about, they're also helping that same thing, where we can take and convert the code and the logic that we showed you here into JavaScript for something that's happening at the UI layer.
So the next thing we're going to show is keeping a running total. So one of the challenges we have with our donor list is we want to know how much they've paid us. And so we're going to do a little aggregate to do that. So I can go into my donors table and show you what I mean. So we basically want to say when someone marks things as paid, we want to keep a running total of how much they paid. And we want the running total to exist in the donors table. So we're going to go in here and we're going to add a new field. So we'll just grab our currency right there and we'll say, donation total, we'll put in some values there. Great. Now we've got a place to hold that information. And now we can go back to our donations table. And we can go to our table ribbon. And now we have a bunch of options here, you'll see. We've got a bunch of events we can now put logic on. Before change, before delete, as well as after insert and after update. A great way for you to validate data before it goes in or do operations after data's been entered already. And we also have name macros that allow you to do a bit of logic that's not attached to a particular event. You can call those from UI macros, which is really neat. So here we're going to go to the after update, because we want to say after this has been updated, we want to take some action. And you'll notice the familiar, well now familiar, macro designer is the same designer for data macros. So I'm going to zip to my desktop and grab the code here. And you'll notice this looks like standard XML, because it is. So all of our macro, UI macros and data macros are stored in standard XML that we use to kind. You can copy and paste that between designers, and you can also send it to someone via email, and they can copy it back into the designer, which is a really great transport mechanism. So I can copy that XML, paste it right in, and I get it in the designer.
Wow, looks
really
like
cool.
Code.
Yeah. So all my if statements, all my loops, all my stuff is in there. You'll notice along the side of the action catalog, in this example, we have some different actions. We have the ability to create records, edit records, go loop through records, and do kind of data level operations. So in this, we're basically saying, hey, if the paid field is true, and that's the field that got updated, let's run through and do it and aggregate our total. So we can save that. Now if we go back to our UI, we can actually show this field. We want to see what it looks like. So we can go in and say, let's bring that new field in, which is great. We'll do the same thing with the formatting. So now when I go to donations and I say, okay, Greg actually paid us this $1,900, which is fantastic. I go back to donors and I notice that Greg has now updated $1,900.
You didn't have to update the forms.
No.
You just built it in the data layer.
That's the great thing about the data layer is it doesn't matter where I update that information from, it'll always be affected where it needs to be affected because it's happening at the table.
It just makes maintainability a lot easier.
It does. And I can show the same sample. If it turns out that he didn't end up paying us, it'll actually take the total down as well.
But now, tell me, Ryan, I'd love to see this run on the server.
Cool. Well, we have one more thing to show you before we run on the server. Right before we publish this to share it with people, we find out that really these aren't really our company colors. And one of the challenges in Access always has been, if you want to do a color change or some UI change, it's pretty cumbersome. If you have 40, 50, 60 forms, you've got to go through manually and do that. So in this release, we've integrated Office themes, which is really cool. So now in one click, you can change the entire look of your whole application. So I'm going to go into themes, and I'll say, we'll make it green. I can change the font style. And instantly, we have a completely different layout style, color, buttons, everything for application. And you can create these themes in PowerPoint, or you can even have SharePoint themes, and it's all the same format. So you can take the SharePoint theme for your company and apply it to your Access databases in one click, which is really cool.
So I can create my own custom themes that I'm using with all the other Office applications.
Exactly.
And those just go throughout.
That's the best part. You don't have to, you get to leverage the fact that everyone's making all sorts of really cool PowerPoint themes, and you'll just get those, which
is great. It gives me a consistent look between all of my Office documents.
All right, so now the moment that Clint mentioned before is we'll go and publish this to the web. So I can go to my backstage, and I can go to share, publish Access services, and I'm going to publish this up. So what's happening in the background here is we're now taking all of your tables and removing them to SharePoint lists. All of your queries are going into a system table. All your forms are becoming ASPX pages that run in the browser. All the UI macros that I showed you are going to turn into JavaScript that are attached to those forms. The data macros turn into SharePoint workflows that run on the server. And the reports turn into RDL, which gets rendered by SQL Server reports in SharePoint.
And so this will just be a SharePoint site once I've published it?
It'll totally be a SharePoint site. And it'll act like any other SharePoint site you have. You can go to the URL. You can send someone to the URL. You can manage your sharing permissions for that site through the regular SharePoint mechanism.
So it just ties into the way Office is really moving a lot of the workflow and the way people work together into SharePoint, the way their teams work together.
It does, and it's a really great way for you to be able to deploy the application more broadly too, because you don't have to send around this file anymore. You can just send someone a URL and they can run that URL. All right, so now we have the application we just built in Access running up on the server, and you see the fidelity is really great. We spend a lot of time making sure that the fidelity is great. So as a developer, you don't have to worry about CSS and browsers and the DOM and all that stuff. We'll kind of take care of that for you and build up your stuff. You just build it in Access the way you always did, and now it gets moved up to the web.
So it just allows developers to really focus on getting the data model right, building the right queries, and really modeling the business logic rather than spending time in other parts of
exactly.
the development.
You get to spend the fun part, which is, you know, the 10% of the actual thing that's specific to this application, and the plumbing is kind of taken care of for you. Access has been great for, and now kind of moves that to the web.
And there's a bunch of people that will be able to build these types of applications that are not developers, because the logic designer and things like that all looks pretty straightforward.
Exactly, and getting started from templates will get them a lot of the way they need to go before to build these kinds of things.
And then they can just tweak and add things and get rolling.
So now the UI logic that we built to do editing all works. So now we can load up forms on top and we can make changes. We can say Chris Ray, we'll put an S on him too, why not? Flavor. And now you see that updates there. And we can also run that data macro we did, which is now running as a SharePoint, standard SharePoint workflow. So we can go to donations and we can actually click off. Let's say Greg turns out he paid again. Use that same example.
I just think it's really cool that you can write the logic on the table, send it to the server, and then it just runs as workflow and just goes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So the last thing we want to show is how you can go back in Access and add a report. Reports are a big part of Access. So I'm going to go in and just quickly close this down. Now I can go in my website, I can go open in Access, and I can open this back up in the Access client and make some edits and continue to work with it. So publishing isn't a one-time thing. It's just the beginning to get it into the browser to share it with people. Once it's there, you can continue in Access to work on the application, add things, and iterate. That's one of the big things that's been great about Access is the ability to organically create an application instead of completely finishing it and passing it off.
So one of the key things about what we did here is the application now lives on the server. It lives inside of SharePoint. Any changes I make locally will sync back to the server, but the master copy of this app is now a web app and it lives on SharePoint.
So we can go in and create a query. You know, that's the standard Access query engine, which is a really nice way to do queries. We can bring in our donations and donors, and it takes care of the relationships for us and knows that they're connected. We can bring in the amount and the paid, and we'll bring in the full name. We want only people that have actually paid, so we'll mark paid as equal to true. We'll save this. We'll go into our donations table, actually, and mark a few more as paid so that we get some good sample data.
That's a bright green.
Yeah, it's a very nice theme color. Great.
Make sure you can see the alternate row color there.
So now we can go make a quick report. And Access is a great engine for kind of getting you started with a report. So it looks at the data source we provided, and it kind of builds up a report. So you're pretty much there when you get started. So a few tweaks we want to do. We don't need the paid field, because we know it's paid already, so we can pull that out. We also want to be able to group on name. I see Greg here twice. I don't need to see him twice. Just once is good enough. So I group on full name. I can also sum up the amounts. So I'm going to total the amounts. So now I get a nice sum for total. And clean that up a little bit. I can kind of move that to the top, hide the details, and delete that, the columns I don't need. Sorry, I'll just delete that. And very quickly, I have a nice kind of formatted summary report. Now, we want to do one extra thing in this report to really highlight the people that have paid us more than everybody else. So we're going to go in and we're going to format the field. We can use conditional formatting to do that. Now in 2010, we made it so that instead of having three rules, you can have 50 rules, which we're pretty sure with the amount of colors in the palette, you're going to have a hard time getting over 50, but I'm sure some people will.
You don't know how many times I've had people ask me for, can I format more conditional formatting rules than three? So that's a good win for anybody using Access, rather on the client or the server.
So we're going to say anyone that's given us over $1,000, we're going to mark them with green, and we're going to make them bold. Great. Now they are there. So I'm going to save this as paid donations. Now I want to show that in my UI that I've made with the navigation control. So I can go back to my home. And I don't want it at the top level. It's actually part of donations. So I can actually add it to the second level nav. And so what's really cool with the nav control, you can have multi-levels, and they're aware of when they should show and not. So I can bring paid donations in. And now it embeds inside the form. And that's also new in Access 2010, the ability to embed reports inside forms. It's very useful for doing kind of dashboard-style things.
Kind of changes the way you think about building your app and the user interface. And back to what we talked about before, making it more web-like. It
gives you a lot of options, which is really cool. So now when we go to donors, we notice that it's not there. When I go to donations, it appears. So now I want to get this back up to the browser so the users who are using it on the browser can get it. And go to my backstage, and I can sync it.
And this just sends a copy of that report up to the server. And now that report is part of the master copy that's going to be living on the server.
Great. So now that we've synced up the database, we're going to refresh our application, and we can go see the stuff that we've just added. So now I'm going to go back to donations. I now see I've got paid donations there. I can click that, and it's going to render this report. Now, it's rendering this report using SQL Server Reports, which is really cool. It gives us a bunch of opportunities to export this report out as a Word file, as a PDF. Gives you a great high-resolution printing experience across all the browsers, which is really neat.
Yeah, printing in browsers, that's a great feature benefit so that you don't have to deploy front-end applications. You just send people the browser, they can run their report and print it.
It's true. Our good friends at SQL Server Reporting Services have kind of put that. We've leveraged the hard work they've done for the past several years to do that. So that's the overview of Access 2010 for this demo.
It's good to have friends in high places, right?
Yeah, they've done a good work for us, and quite honestly, we wouldn't have been able to get done a lot of stuff we hadn't without partnerships.
Great partnership, yeah.
Okay. As well as SharePoint. They're another place that we've got a lot of value partnering with the SharePoint platform.
Well, Channel 9 is excited about the Access partnership. Where can people get more information or actually download Access?
Office Beta 2 is coming out in November. So that'll be a public download. Anybody can go up and download that. They can download this, and if they want to try out the server, download the Office SharePoint server. And we'd love to hear your feedback.
Great. Clint, Ryan, thanks so much.
Great. Thank you. Thanks.